A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7's Live Talk, the Women's Round Table, this Thursday, July 22, 2021. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And today on the Women's Round Table, we are going to be having a variety of issues that we'll be discussing. We're going to be talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and also talking about the COVID-19 vaccination program and women in leadership. And we'll also have some guests who will be sharing with us some of the projects that they are doing at home and away. So welcome to the program. And just to inform you that this is a pre-recorded program. So by the time you hear some of the figures that we share here regarding COVID-19 deaths and also infections may have changed. So according to the Minister of Health, as of yesterday, July the 21st, Zimbabwe had 91,120 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe since March last year, including 59,627 recoveries and, unfortunately, 2,809 deaths. And to date, a total of 1,292,642 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
Yes, Marv, just yesterday alone, the Ministry of Health says it recorded a total of 2,705 new cases in the past 24 hours and 62 deaths, which it says is a high since the COVID outbreaks, new wave, which has come about. And we see that Harare is leading with 689 cases that were recorded just yesterday, and Marsh West with 295 following there. But according to the Minister of Health, these figures are high. The COVID is 19 is spreading and is killing people, and people must take precautions there to remember all the COVID-19 protocols of wearing their masks, sanitizing, and not too many gatherings. We also note that the government is making efforts to get many people vaccinated. We saw that many places of vaccinations are being opened. And just talking of Bulawayo alone, we saw that there was an additional five centers where people could get their COVID-19 vaccinations, which was welcomed by many people who were saying they have to travel distances to get the jab. And today, even some mobile clinics were introduced, which has been a welcome move for most people who are saying that the services should come to people and the people should not go to services because there's transport shortage and, all that.
Yes, Star, and not forgetting that the big news in Zimbabwe today is the return of some detainees from the United Kingdom. We saw that there was a chartered plane that arrived in Harare today, carrying on it some detainees from the United Kingdom, and there were supposed to be 14, but from what we are gathering at the moment, only 14, there are supposed to be 50. But what we are hearing is that 14 arrived in the country today. So those are some of the topical issues that have been happening in the country. But we're going back to be discussing about COVID-19 and also taking a look at what's happening regarding women in Zimbabwe. On that note, Sir, I think let's take a look at a video of what's going on in Tanzania regarding the COVID-19 situation and also how they are handling the pandemic in Tanzania. You notice that Tanzania now has a female president after the death of the late Magufuli. So let's listen in and see how Tanzania is handling their own COVID-19 situation at the moment.
Ramadan Juma is calling passengers into a bus, popularly known by locals as Dala Dala, riding in the busy city of Dar es Salaam. Neither the driver nor his passengers are wearing masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Juma says lack of clear instructions from Tanzanian authorities have led many to become less serious about the pandemic.
uhamasishaji umekuwa ni mdogo na
there's no emphasis. I cannot wear a mask because when I look at the people in the surrounding, there is no one who is wearing masks, no sanitizers, and also there are no water tanks here. In short, there is no shock for my fellows, so I cannot be shocked as my fellows. I take it the same.
A week ago, for just the second time in a year, Tanzanian authorities gave statistics for the number of COVID-19 patients in the country. They said from January through July 8th of this year, there were just over 400 COVID cases. Race groups say numbers over the last year are likely much higher. The government says it is currently working on importing vaccines and calling for people to take preventive steps.
The government continues to ask every citizen to take precautions against COVID-19 by following the guidelines from our health experts, since prevention is better than cure.
It's a sharp turn from the position of the late President John Magufuli, who denied the presence of the virus in Tanzania and discouraged the use of face masks. Rights activists accused the government of failing to provide good information and leadership in the face of the pandemic.
The government has created a big division in the society due to the fact that society has people with different understandings.
Tanzania's health minister says the country must unite against the virus.
This outbreak of disease is like a war because it claims the lives of many and weakens the economy of the country. We must join forces, and I'm expecting to see you with your cameras going to public buses telling people about this information, and then you say you have participated in the war.
Meanwhile, Ramadan Juma continues with his work despite being at high risk of contracting COVID-19. Juma says serious emphasis on prevention will make people, especially his passengers, to take precautions, something that will also make him do the same. Charles Kombe, for VOA News, in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
We were hearing there from the situation in Tanzania regarding COVID-19. We know that it's probably a similar situation is also happening in Zimbabwe, where we saw only last week Zupco buses are dropping down their charges after people were not happy that they increased their prices, and also that government had called on Zupco drivers to enable people to social distance in the buses. Also, still on COVID, let's take a look at what's happening regarding the Delta virus here in the United States, and which has also reached Zimbabwe and, you know, has been causing a lot of fatalities.
COVID-19 restrictions on bars and nightclubs in some U.S. cities have been fully lifted, but the fast-spreading Delta variant has led to a surge in cases and hospitalizations. COVID-19 restrictions on bars and nightclubs in some U.S. cities have been fully lifted, but the fast-spreading Delta variant has led to a surge in cases and hospitalizations, particularly in areas with high vaccine hesitancy rates. The Biden administration calls it a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Unvaccinated people are at risk, and communities that are fully vaccinated are generally faring well.
Despite the administration's efforts to push the free and readily available vaccines, government data shows only 49% of Americans are fully vaccinated. A recent Axios Ipsos poll shows 30% of American adults surveyed said they haven't gotten the vaccine, and half within that group say they won't get it no matter what.
There's a wide range of reasons given for not wanting to get the vaccine, and they generally speaking come down to some sort of sense of safety of the vaccine itself, along with not thinking that the coronavirus is that serious or that dangerous.
The data shows that anti-vaccine individuals primarily get their news from alternative media sources, which often spread health misinformation. Last week, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy warned of its dangers.
Misinformation has led people to resist wearing masks in high-risk settings. It's led them to turn down proven treatments and to choose not to get vaccinated.
A recent Washington Post ABC News poll showed 86% of Democrats have received at least one shot, compared with 45% of Republicans. Now the Republican Party leadership is urging supporters to get vaccinated.
I want to encourage everybody to do that and to ignore all of these other voices that are giving demonstrably bad advise.
This marks a notable shift after months of Republican resistance against the Biden administration's pandemic efforts. Responding to VOA's question, Biden said he welcomes the shift.
I don't know how many of them believed what they were saying. They may have really believed it, but the things they've been saying. But I think once the realization occurred that this virus was only killing primarily those people who had not been vaccinated, I think it was sort of, as we Catholics say, a bit of an epiphany for them.
Meanwhile, at least two vaccinated White House staff have tested positive for COVID-19 after interacting with more than 50 Texas state representatives who visited the nation's capital last week. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
We're hearing there the situation here in the United States regarding the Delta variant stuff. So we've seen that the variant has also been causing havoc in Zimbabwe, and we've seen a lot of cases coming up leading to an escalation of the number of people that have actually been testing positive for COVID-19. Over to you, sir.
Besibona ke imfanekiso ngamabona kude ke sikhangela okunyade kusichazela ke ngomkhakha lo omtsha we-COVID-19 okuthiwa i-Delta variant lawo ongani udla ubhedo osukhona leZimbabwe okuthiwa wona ubukhali njalo ozanya ukwenqatshelwa ngohulumende abaningi. Kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje sikhangela okuningi okuthiyeneyo. Siqala ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 lapha sesibone ukuthi uhulumende uthi selokhe laqhamukayo leli gcikwane abantu asebahlaselwa yilo mkhuhlane sebefika phose inkulungwane ezilikhulu i-91,120 kukanti nje abanye sebasila. Sibona lokuthi sokwafa abafika phose inkulungwane ezintathu kukanti abedlula isigidi sebehlatshiwe ke umjovo wokwenqabela leli gcikwane njalo mihla ngamalanga amanani aphezulu abantu abatholakala bele gcikwane leli. Sibona nje ukuthi izolo likabula bebeyi 2705 yebo phela phose kube zinkulungwane ezintathu lezo abantu ababulewe yilo mkhuhlane abahlaselwe yilo mkhuhlane ke kwabhubha abangamachumi ayisithupha lambili i-62 izolo kuphela. Njalo uhulumende uthi amanani la aphezulu kakhulu. Sibona ukuthi sokungenye i-wave ngesikhathi lesi somqando okulamakhaza ukuthi igcikwane leli limemetheke kangaka. Ngakho abantu baxwayiswa-ke ukuthi bemukele umjovo we-COVID-19. Sibonele ukuthi indawo sezivulwe zaba ziningi koBulawayo sokulezinye futhi ezinhlanu phezu kwalezi ebezivele zikhona. Sokule kuSileni, sokule Simasi, sokule Large City Hall lezinye indawo njalo. Sokulama mobile clinic la ukuthi abantu bahanja ke behlatshwa endaweni zabo. Yikho ke lokho esikuzwayo. Sikhumbula ukuthi uhulumende wathi umuntu ofike elayinini wahlola kudwendelo liyana angagxotshwa nxa ihola lesihlanu lika 5 PM lingatshayelayo kumele emukelele umjovo. Kusho ukuthi uhlelo lolu mhlawumbe soluzatshintsha. Yikho ke lamhla ke sizaxoxa ke futhi labahlonitshwa bethu esilabo silo nkosazana Nomsane Kevane owemophani foundation esizaxoxalayo ngenhlelo aziqhubayo ezokunakekela abantwana ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 abavele emaphandleni bezofunda emadolobheni. Sizwe ukuthi kuhamba njani ngalolu hlelo singahlafuni ezinye njalo indaba ezimqoka kulolu hlelo. Marvelous.
Thank you, the star kunyawo vashangobva kupinda muchirongwa nasi nezvazvo. Tirikukurukura pamusoro pezvakawanda muzuva ranhasi. Tirikukurukura pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Tichikurukura zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvatinonzwa zvakare kuti nhasi zvawanikwa izvo zvichisvika munyika zvichibva kuBritain uko vakawanikwa ivo vachinzi vadzokere kumusha pamusoro pekunge vanga vachinzi pane mhosva dzavakapara uyezve vanga vasina mapepa. Ndozvaitika munyika yeZimbabwe nhasi, asi nyaya huru yatiinayo inyaya yeCOVID-19. Tozotarisa zvakare mabasa ari kuitwa nemamwe masangano mukuedza kuti madzimai awanikwewo achipiwa mabasa epamusoro. Saka pane masangano ari kubatana vachiita ivo zvidobidobi zvekuita kuti madzimai awanikwe ivo achipiwa mukana wekuti vawane mabasa epamusoro. Asi nyaya huru yatiinayo sekutaura kwataita inyaya yeCOVID-19. Pane zvinobazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva nezuro July 21 pane vanhu vanosvika 91,120 vakawanikwa iwo vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 kubva muna Machi gore rapfuura. Kwozowanikwa zvakare vanhu vanosvika ivo 59,627 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa neCOVID-19 asi vakakwanisa kukunda denda iri. Tozotarisa vakawanikwa vachishaya vari pa2,809. Totarira zvakare nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba yeCOVID-19. Pari zvino pane vanhu 1,292,642 people vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19. Saka zviri kuitika pari zvino ndezvekuti tichange tiine vanyarikani vatiinavo ipo pano. Vamwe vakawanikwawo vachirasikirwa nehama dzavo pamushure mekunge varwara nedenda iri reCOVID-19. Regaitiunze munyarikani wedu wekutanga Muzvare Mamoo Murozvi vari kuZimbabwe pari zvino asi vanogara imomo muno muAmerica. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu Muzvare Mamoo.
Maita inokunzundunza pachirongwa.
Mungatitsananguriro kuti imi makabva kuno kuAmerica, zvii zvamuri kuona ikoko kuZimbabwe takatarisa denda iri reCOVID-19?
Ini ndakabva kuAmerica ndikasvika muno musi wa2 wemwedzi uno. Pandakasvika ini ndakauya ndichingoti ndokuya kuzoona hama dzangu ndaane makore ndisandauya kuno. Asi pandakasvika ndakatosvika ndototambirwa nemarufu akawanda wanda. Wokutanga tori mwana wasisi wangu akashayira kuSouth Africa neCOVID.
Aiwa nematambudziko. Muri kutaura zvakare kuti pane hama yenyu yepamoyo chaizvo yakashayika zvakare iro vhiki rino kana kuti rapfuura. Nevamwewo vanogara pamba ipapo panga pachigara hama yenyu, mungatsanangure kuti zvakafamba sei?
Inini kumusha kwangu ndobva kumasvingo kwachii. Saka ikoko ndokwakaita hotspot yeCOVID. Hanzvadzi yangu anove businessman womuno muHarare anonzi Alex Mashamanda. Pane mwana akarwara pamusha akati aenda anotestwa. Saka paakatestwa akaonekwa kuti mwana uya neCOVID. So akati vanhu vese pamusha ngavatestwe. Saka kwakatestwa vanhu vanoita makumi mashanu. Ende pamakumi mashanu pakawanikwa vanhu 17 vakabatwa nedenda iri. Asi maiguru vangu vekuzoshaya vanonzi Tsvakai Charumbira Mashamanda varivo mai vehanzvadzi yangu businessmen uyu vakaonekwa vanga vasina denda iri. Asi takazoitika ndechekuti pavakazodzoka vasvika kuno kuHarare vakaudzwa kuti mai varwara. Ndokuvatora ndokuvaunza muno muHarare vakavaisa muchipatara. Vakangoita mazuva maviri vari muchipatara. Kumusha uku mukomana anga achisandawo ikoko wavanga vachigara naye akamuka achinzi asvaya. After mazuva maviri iyo maiwo ndobva vasvayawo musi umwe chetewo masikati kumangwani. Saka tiri panguva yakaoma.
Aiwa
panguva yakaoma nokuti zvinezvi kana inini ndakauya ndichiti ndonosvika kumusha handisati kwanisi kusvika kumusha nokuti iye zvinezvi pane vanhu 17 vari kuita quarantine kwachivi kusese.
Vanhu vari kunyatsonzwisisa here kukosha kwakaita kubayiwa kwenhomba yeCOVID-19 zvakamira sei?
Vanhu vanenge vasiri kunyatsonzwisisa asi mushonga uriko. Asi pandakasvika kunoku inini mai vangu chete ndo vanga vakabayiwa vamwe vese vavanogara navo vanombobayiwa. Kuvabvunza kuti kosei musina kuenda kunobayiwa hanzi mushonga wakambozosvaikwa zvikazodii zvikazodii. Asi mushonga ndiri kuona kuti mushonga wakasara asi kuti ruzivo chaihwo ndopasina kuti vanhu havasi kunyatsoziva kuti kubayiwa kwakakosha sei.
Aiwa regai timboenda kune vamwe vanyarikani vedu vari pano tozodzoka zvakare kwamuri. Muzvare Mamoo Murozvi chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vanogara iko kuno kuAmerica asi pari zvino vari kushanya vari muZimbabwe. Star, we're hearing there from Zimbabwe who is actually visiting Zimbabwe from North Carolina. So she's just telling about, you know, the toll that COVID-19 has taken on her own family. And right now she's actually saying that, you know, from our rural area, there are 17 people that have tested COVID-19 positive. So she's not even able to leave Harare and go and visit her rural home because of that situation. So over to you.
Oh, I said development indeed. We'll be taking our next guest, Nomsa Nerevana, who's will tell us about the project she's doing during this COVID-19. We welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, if you can tell us briefly what your name is and your foundation and what you are doing during this COVID and how COVID-19 is affecting your programs.
My name is Nomsa Nerevana from Mopane Foundation International. We support vulnerable kids in rural Zimbabwe with educational needs. So we pay school fees, school uniforms, and stuff like that. And sometime last year, which when COVID started, we were already in the process of moving some of the kids that are in secondary school that are doing really well to Bulawayo, so that we'll try to give them extra support so that they can excel in their studies. And we managed to move 12. One of them is at NUST University, and the other 11 were secondary school. Unfortunately, we lost one last year. She wasn't very well, and we lost her. So we're left with 11 in Bulawayo now. Currently, they went home for the school holidays, and COVID, the lockdown, got them there. So at the moment, they are still on this long holiday. We've been affected very, very bad with this COVID, because what we do with all our, we support our initiative with fundraising, and with this COVID, we haven't managed to fundraise. And that means our team, which is our trustees, are the ones that are funding the operations at the moment. And so far, to be honest with you, we've got 37 kids. And all those that are in rural areas, the whole of last year, we didn't manage to pay their school fees. So we're behind with so much money, in school fees. We only paid for those in Bulawayo. But those in Bulawayo now, they are living in a rented accommodation, which is sitting on three acres of land. So we pay the rent. We buy them food and everything else that any child needs. And we also have to have people looking after them. So we've got two gardeners, and we've got a mother who looks after them. So those are the expenses that we incur every month. So right now, since they moved in last year in July, it's been from our pockets, like from our financial resources kind of, and having said that, some of our team members are not working. Like here in the UK, we've got 7 board members. Some of them are not working. So that means it's really weighing heavily on us financially. And this is where we are at the moment.
Yes, if I can come in there, what's the way you select these kids? How exactly do you go about it? And is there any gender balance? Do you also take more girls or boys or whoever is doing well? How do you go about it?
No, it didn't happen like that. Mm-hmm. You know, how Mopane Foundation started, I started it. And when I started it, it wasn't meant to be a charity. It was just something that I was doing out of the good of my heart. I was helping it was just 2 kids from my area where I come from, where I grew up, which is KZN in Matopele and South. So there was these 2 kids from a family that I knew that they really needed help. But I didn't want them to know it was me. So I made up an organization and got somebody from different area who they didn't know, and they went and started thinking.
You are now muted.
I haven't touched anything.
Can you unmute your mic?
No, it's not muted. I haven't touched anything.
You're not muted. Oh, what happened?
So we can hear her.
Can you hear Emma?
Yes, we can hear her.
So how it started was, I just
all
wanted to help
right.
these kids.
I can't hear anything. Guess I'll come back to you, Nomsa.
Okay.
Then I'll look out and come back again.
All right.
Thank you there. You can carry on. You said, how did you start your program?
Okay. When I started, there was these kids from the area where I grew up that were really needed help. I knew they were orphans and stuff. They were two, a girl and a boy. The academic performance wasn't part of anything I selected them. It was just like I knew the family and I knew that they were desperate in need. So I decided to help them, but I didn't want them to know that I was doing it. Mm-hmm. So I kind of invented an organization that wasn't there. So I sent people to the school and told them that there's an organization that is paying for these kids and stuff. And when those people came back, they came with a list of, I think about 13 kids. So I shouted at them. I said, okay, you went to these people and you, for your own agendas, now you come with all these kids. You're just sent to do this thing. But then eventually, when I sat down on my own, I thought, there must be a need. So I took another 6. So I ended up with 8.
Mm-hmm.
So I was paying from my own pocket, like from my salary, which was, it wasn't much, a lot of money by then because that was around 2013. So what happened was 2014, life happened for me. I had a major surgery, which I spent the whole of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
No, 2014, not working because I had surgery in February. In the whole of 2014, I didn't work, but I still had these kids that I was paying school fees for. And I was like, now conflicted, what should I do? So what I ended up doing, I said, okay, I ended up telling people, I said, about 2015, I said, guys, I'm in this situation and I'm still not working. I'm still in limping like nobody's business. So, and I've got these kids and now I'm in so much debt because I was in, using my overdraft by then. Then somebody said, why don't you form a charity? And I said, okay, if you want to join in, then they do. Some people joined in. So when it became Mopane Foundation, like a charity, as a team, so it was a matter of, okay, now how do we go about it? Because I didn't want them to just buy school.
Mm-hmm.
And we never picked any other kids from those from Zamanyoni until, no, we did. We still kept those ones, the ones that came out of the program, but we still kept those ones that I had when they joined. So people decided that, okay, what we can do is we go to different schools because now we're from across Zimbabwe now. So people chose the school and say, okay, I want to pick kids from this. So we approach the schools and we say, guys, we want to support kids. So we'll say, okay, from each school, we want 6 kids, only 6 kids. So they were the ones, the head teachers and the community were the ones who chose those kids. It wasn't based on performance. It was based on how desperate those kids were, how needy they were. Yeah. So it was, that's how they were chosen. And now when we're moving them to Bulawayo, these 12 that we picked, it was based on performance. Okay. But on those ones, we managed to get 6.
Okay. Thank you so much. I will get Star when she comes back on the program so we can continue in the debate. Thank you. They were hearing from Amai Nomsa Nekavane, who is talking about her program that she is currently running to assist vulnerable children with school fees and how she started her own organization. So thank you very much. Please stay on the line. Mamo Mroshi, tomboende ramberi nenya yedu tichinzwa zvakare kuti saka pari zvino zvii zvauri kuona nyanya panyaya yekuti vanhu kana vachienda kundufu zviri kufamba seiko?
Inini chandiri kuona chiri kuitika, vakatiwo kunongodiwa vanhu 30. Asi nemagarire yechivanhu ndofunga vanhu vanobatikana kuti kana vakafirwa nehama yavo voudzwa kutiwe inaiwe ndiwo chaenda uyu neuyu haende zvinenge zviri kuvabata-bata, saka vanhu vanopedzisira vazongoenda kumarufa. Asi ini chandimokurudzira ndechekuti kana vanhu vasvika kumarufu vasabatana maoko,
mm-hmm.
uye vasagara vakabatana, vanofanira kugara vari uko neuko pane kuti vasaparadzira chirwere ichi.
Mm-hmm. Uchitarisa iwe zviri kuitika iko kuno kuAmerica, tinoona kune dzimwe nzvimbo vanhu vari kubuda vachienda kunobayiwa. Kunyaya iyo yekubayiwa kwenhomba, vanhu vari kubuda here vachienda kunobayiwa? Pane vamuri kugara napo ivavo, uchitaura navo panyaya yedzenhomba vari kuti yeCOVID-19?
Vana, inini kuona kubuda kwevanhu handisi kukuona kubuda kwavo ini. Vamwe vanenge vachingotaura kuti takazonzi mukazobayiwa munozofa, unobayiwa nhomba uri munhu mukuru, nhomba ndedzevana vadiki. Ndozviri kukonzera kuti vamwe vanhu vasaenda vakanobayiwa nhomba idzi. Asi havasi kuziva kuti nhomba idzi inhomba dzinofanira kuti kubayiwa, nyange munhu mukuru, nyange mutemberi chaiye anobayiwa nhomba iyi. nokuti tiri mupandemic.
Ko zvinhu zvakadai sekupfeka mamask, social distancing nekushandisa kwemasanitizer zviri kuitika here zuva nezuva?
Vanazvo ndingiri mamask vanavo, asi unongoona mazhinji acho anongopfekerwa muchirebvumu. Kana vaona mapurisa ndopavanovhara, havasi kuziva kuti havasi kupfekera mapurisa asi vari kupfekera upenyu hwavo. Saka ndinoona kuti vanhu vanofanira kugara vakangopfeka mamask avo, noti kuti kupfeka nokuti ndazosvika pamupurisa. Hausi kupfekera mupurisa, uri kupfekera upenyu hwako, uri kupfekera mumwe ari padivi pako kuti araremewo semararamiro auri kuitawo iwewe. Ndinokurudzira kuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vapfeke mamask, noti kungopfekera muchirebvu kana kupfeka nokuti ndaona mupurisa.
Aiwa, tinokutenda chaizvo mama, ramba uri ipapo. Tida kumbotora munyarikani wedu vativo vari kuda kufamba. So, let's come back to you. I can see you now so that we can continue with our guest. She was just telling me about some of the projects that she's having to assist young school children with school fees. Star, I'm not sure if you can hear me because I can't see you now.
Gary, what about you?
Now I can see you. You have disappeared.
Can you hear me too?
Yes, I can. So go ahead and speak to our guest.
Mizulu kuthi lalahlekelwa ngomunye umntwana. Kungabe kwenzakala lapheli bagcina khona eRichmond kumbe esesengibo.
No, whatever Richmond, wabuye kula, then with a few hospital trips and stuff, then eventually samcela ukuthi sacela ukuthi ugogo amthathe back ngoba sasehluleka i-condition yakhe was more than what we could really help with this. So samcela ukuthi bahambe baye lapho abakuthi bayekhona ngoba babethe umntwana khona kufanele ayarare uma-specialist wento elokhu ze yo-condition ayoyigula. So ugogo wafanele amhambise, wahamba la back ekhaya echolocho, then wahlala amavikinyana then wadlula.
Udaba lusizi lokho, asithi imuli iduduzeke. Kodwa-ke sikhuluma-ke ngolimi lwethu abanye bebengezwa ukuthi sithini. Yes, akubuza njalo njengoba ngenzile ekuqaliseni ukuthi abantwana libagcinayo sokuhamba njani kathesi. Sibona ukuthi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 sokuvalwa izikolo isikhathi eside, zaphinda zavulwa zavalwa, kuhamba njani njalo kulini, thinta njani?
Ama-lockdown la asithinte kakhulu ngoba thina impilo yethu yokuncedisa abantwana siphila ngokuthi si-fundraise, senza ama-fundraising, sicela izimali ebantwini ngama-events or ama-Facebook. Khona ukuthi abantu abaningi right now lawo ba-affectekile, kunzima ukucela abantu and kungapha thina lapho esikhona nase-UK until from this week yikho kuqala khona ukuthi abantu bengenza ama-events if bekwanisa ukwenza ama-events. But before then, the whole of last year, into ebengavunyelwa yonke nale ukuthi ubungayenza. So sagcina sehluleka ukulungisa ukwenza izimali. Khathesi abantwana izikolo zivaliwe, bahamba bayekhaya ukuthi bahambe ekhaya for 2 weeks, then bathi besekhaya izikolo zaqhukwa. So kuthiwa i-lockdown siqalile futhi sebeqhubeka bevala. So that means right now abantwana bonke basemakhaya esingakwaziyo ukuthi bazokwenze njani ngoba silaba ngu-4 abaku-4 kufanele babhale aba-affekthekayo kakhulu. And thina lathi emalini kuyasikhama kakhulu, kuyasukusikhamile ngoba from lapho abaqale ukubuya kithi khona ngoba babuyivele sekuyi-lockdown, from then sahle saqalisa ukulokhuza ukubhadala zonke into esizibhadalayo from esikhwameni zethu, irenti yabo, ukudla kwabo, lazo zonke izinto abazidingayo. Imali yakhona kufanele iphume ezikhwameni zabantu ezethu thina as a team, abantu abasebenzayo. Kanti lakithi abakhona abanye abantu abangasebenziyo ngendaba zokuthi imisebenzi yabo ibaphelele ngendaba ze-COVID zona lezi. So kunzima kakhulu okwakhathesi.
Phinde ngakubuza njalo ukuthi abantwana laba labakhetha njani, lalinganisa yini ukuthi ubulili ukuthi ngamantombazana ngabafana kumbe lalithatha ngokuthi okhaliphile umuphi njalo la kuziphi izigaba zemathebele lentle midwe
laphe saqala khona saqala ezamanyoni kithi la engakhulela khona mina emathebele South ngathi ngiqala actually ngathi ngiqala angiqalanga ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoba i charity at any point in time kwaba into nje ukuthi ngancedisa kwakulabantwana abayithiwe ngambazi esigabeni ukuthi bayahlupheka abazali babo batshona and ngathi caba ncedisa so anzange ngifise ukuthi ifamily yakho nibekwazi ukuthi imemba ncedisayo so ngathumela abantu bahambe esikolweni bafika babatshela ukuthi labantwana so abazali ogogo babo bezobetshela ukuthi hayi kule organization efikileyo ezokuzoncedisa abantwana kwi-organization engangizibumbeleyo nakuphela ekhanda lami zabancedisa bathe besiyabuya labana abantu ababethunywe babuya lamanye amagama angu-13 so bathe bebuya lawo ngokuya kwesikhathi ngacabanga ukuthi yeshi kusho ukuthi kuyahlutshekwa la imali yakhona basaseprimary by then imali yakhona ayincane yayingangikhami so I could pay it without ukulokhu uzicabanga into eziningi ngathatha abanye abangu-6 ngaba labangu-8 ngababhadalela that was 2013 then ngo-2014 impilo yenzeka kimi ngaba le fracture ngenzeka ngaba le major surgery so ngaspenda the whole of 2014 ngasebenza surgery ngayenza ngo-February 2014 then the whole of 2014 ngangasebenzi then in 2015 lokho engasebenzi kwagcina sokungikhama kakhulu then ngaqala ukutshela abantu guys ngine-problem la labantwana abangu-8 embabhadalelayo and from what I know ukuthi abantwana bayahlupheka ngabayekela la impilo yabo iphelele omunye umuntu wasesithi waye ungayenzisiwenzeni kube yi-charity ngathi okay nale usinjoyina guys wozani banjoyina abantu then isitembe sebenjoyinile senze fundraising salontsha iMopane Foundation ngo-October 2015 futhi ena uqeda lapho yokwethe bit of money khona lapho futhi okay what do we do but all right asidingeni abanye abantwana ngoba sasesingabantu abasuka endaweni ehlukeneyo nawo abantu okay sathi manje sesibakhetha njani bathi hayi asi-approacheni isikolo asikhethe kuthi omunye lo munye akhethe isikolo afuna ukuthatha abantwana abangu-6 so senza njalo sagcina silabantwana abangu-35 in total kwakhethwa okay sasivele silabangu-8 ezamanyoni then sayinyashongo kusemathebeleni South sayematopo kwesinye lokhu zeni isikolo kuthiwa yilukazi sathatha another 6 saya kwenye indawo echolotsho egwayi sathatha another 6 sayinkayi isikolo kuthiwa yisomakwilili sathatha lakhona then zazoyeshurugwe sathatha abangu-4 so saqhubeka kanjalo lapho ngesikhathi kukhethwa asange sikhethe thina satshela isikolo ukuthi sifuna abantwana abanje so kwakuyi-community labo lamalokhu zende SDC labo yi-teacher ababekhetha ngoba yibaba besaza abantwana thase kungabanona khona ukuthi ohluphekayo nguphi so kwakubabethatha ngokuthi umntwana wakhona uyintandane and uhlupheka okungakanani that was selection kodwa last year bathena sebesiya laba abahambe bayebulawa abasebulawelandayo lapho sasebenzisa ulokhuza ukuhlakanipha komntwana ngoba sizama ukuthi siphe any support yokuthi baqhubekele phambili esifisa ukuthi ngesifiso sethu ukuthi bahambe baze bayifika lapho abafisa ukufika khona befunde so lapho sasikhetha abantwana ababright asange silokhuza asange labo futhi baphuma kuzo zonke izikolo zenezi zonke because sasihamba sidobha laphana lalaphana lapho abalokhuza ababhasileyo kwathola ukuthi abantwana babe just below average to lokhuza really intelligent babe ngulokhuzeni babe ngu-11 kuphela abase-secondary school then we were now finally at university waqeda ukupasa ama-A-levels akhe so yindlela esabathatha ngayo
yeah umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu sizile ukuthi uthe ungahlala kwemizuzu emlutshana besicela ukuthi uhlale njalo siza kuphenduka kuwe ube lesineke sithatha omnye umhlonitsha wethu siza kuya kusitshela ukuthi abafuna ukunceda benganceda ngapi. And seeing that you are in the UK, they will also ask if you are free to talk about ama deportations lawes wazwileyo ukuthi situation injani khona ngapha abantu bahlalela evalweni kumbe hayi into encane nje and how it affects families kodwa hayi sizaphenduka kuwe siqhubekeke ngengxoxo yethu sicela uhlale khonapho marvelous.
Thank you very much. They were hearing from our guest who's talking about some of the programs that she is running in Zimbabwe regarding assisting children during this time of COVID-19 and beyond, and way before that as well. But we also have another issue that we are going to be discussing here on the program, the issue of women in leadership. And I was hoping that we were going to have the Gender Commission on our program with us today, but I've been given the name of the SG, the chairwoman, but unfortunately she has not come back to me. But we are hoping that we'll be able to hear some of the work being done by the Gender Commission in conjunction with the United Nations Women in relation to training women for leadership ahead of the 2023 elections. So that's another topic that we're going to be broaching, but we are just patiently waiting for our guests who should be joining us shortly. But in the meantime, I would like to take a listen to a report that was done by our reporter, Godwin Mangunja, regarding the situation, on women in leadership. But for now, I think let's go back to our guests. Patricia Majoni, if you're still with us and you're available, please come up so we can continue to discuss what's happening in Zimbabwe regarding COVID-19. So these are some of the issues that we're discussing here today. But I don't see my guest at the moment. So we will go to a video of Dr. Cindy Soranga just reminding people the importance of taking the COVID-19 vaccine. Tinokuchingamidzaine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu Dr. Cindy Soranga. Tiri pano tichida kukurukura pamusoro penyaya ye COVID-19 vaccine kana kuti nhomba ye COVID-19 vaccine. Zvakakosha sei kuti vanhu vabaiwe nhomba idzi?
Hi Marvelous. Chakakoshera kubaiwa nhomba ye COVID-19 ndechekuti ndo mushonga unoita kuti tipedze COVID-19. Tino kana munhu abaiwa nhomba anoita yatinoti iyo immunity kana chansi yekuti akazosangana nemunhu ane chirwere, even akava in contact, it doesn't mean anoita an infection kana kurwara, and it's likely that kana munhu abaiwa nhomba haachanyanye kuparadzira chirwere kune vamwe.
Vamwe vari kuti ivo munyika yeZimbabwe vamwe vari kuwanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri COVID-19 ivo vabaiwa nhomba.
Zvinofamba sei ipapo? Marvelous, chandingataura ndechekuti of course zvinoenderana nekuti munhu abayiwa nhomba ipi, uyezve nguva yabayiwa munhu nenguva yaanowana chirwere. Saka as we know, nhomba depends, some of them dziri very effective, like izve Pfizer kana vana Moderna anenge ari kunzi they are like 94-95% effective. But dzimwe nhomba maeffectiveness yayo inenge yakadzikirira kana kuti efficacy pamwe kuma 60%, and we hear like Sinovac inonzi iyo is about 51% effective. So it means that pane vanokwanisa kubayiwa nhomba vakakwanisa kubata chirwere futi, especially kana vanhu vakawanda vasati vabayiwa nhomba. Saka kana tisati tava neyatinoti herd immunity iyaya yokuti population yava more protected in general, it means that there is a high chance yokuti vanhu varambe vachiparadzira chirwere.
Zvamira zvakadaro, munokurudzira here kuti vanhu vaenderere mberi vachibayiwa zvavo nhomba iyi kunyange vamwe vari kunzi vaakubata zvakare chirwere checovid-19 kunyange vabayiwa?
Chandingatova nechokuti it's better kuti munhu abayiwe, and the sooner, why? It's because that gives you a better chance kuti usabatira chirwere. Even ukawana chirwere, vazhinji havazonyanye kurwara as if compared to munhu asina kumbobayiwa nhomba. Because kana munhu abayiwa nhomba kune anoti maantibodies aya anodevelopwa nemuviri. Saka ndiwo kana kuti masoja anorwisa virus yeCOVID-19. So it might be the case kuti maybe unenge wava ne like 30% yemaantibodies anodiwa. That's better than having 0%. So you are at a better chance of fighting chirwere checovid-19. Even ukabatira munhu akabatira chirwere haazonyanye kurwara. Vamwe havatomboende mumaintensive care unit compared kune vanhu vasina kubayiwa nhomba zvamuchose. And also, as we mentioned, kana munhu abayiwa nhomba, chance yokuti aparadzire chirwere kune vamwe inenge yava shoma. So that is also a good thing. You protect your loved ones, vabereki, vana, and so forth.
Ko iyo herd immunity inogarwa ichitaurwa chii chaizvo?
Herd immunity chandingataura in a simplified way, Marvelous, ndechekuti kana munhu ane danga remombe kana mombe dzakawanda mudanga umu dzikange dzabayiwa nhomba kana kuti vanhu vakange vabayiwa nhomba, it means pakazoya imwe mombe kana dzimwe mombe dzinenge dzine chirwere cheCOVID-19 dzikwanise kuramba dzichiparadzira mudanga because vanhu vari mudanga kana kuti mombe dziri mudanga dzakabayiwa nhomba already. Saka it means as more people get vaccinated kana kuti vanhu vachibayiwa nhomba, it means utachiwana huchakwanise kuparadzirwa within the community. Zvaakureva kuti even pane vashoma vasati vabayiwa vanenge vaakuprotektwa nekuti majority yakabayiwa kudhara.
Mm-hmm. Motipa mazwenyu ekupedzisira panyaya yekuti ivo pari zvino vari kuraramawo munharaunda dzakawanda tinoona kuti muZimbabwe wandi hwevanhu vari kubatwa necovid-19 huri kukwira, uyezve kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwatotaurwa kunzi mahotspots pari zvino. Mungavakurudzire kuti vaite sei?
Chandingakurudzira Marvelous ndechekuti vaya vasina kubayiwa nhomba ngavabayiwe at the earliest convenience. The second thing ndechekuti even though vanhu vabayiwa nhomba, since vazhinji vasati vabayiwa muZimbabwe, especially nguva inei yechando yekuti vanhu vanenge vakaungana mudzimba and so forth, ndo panonyanya kupararira atinoti marespiratory tract infection like iyoyi COVID-19. It means that pese patiri kufamba kana patiri kusangana nevanhu tinofanira kuacta kana kufamba as if tine chirwere kana kuti vanhu vatiri kusangana navo vane chirwere, which means mamezures aya atagara tichikurudzira social distancing, kuavoid macrowds, kuita basic hygiene nezvimwe zvakadaro, kana uya anenge arwara okurumidza kuisoletwa nekuonekwa nana chiremba otestwa in an expeditious manner, ndo kudzivirira kwatingaita chirwere.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo Dr. Simbiso Ranga kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. Uve nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda. We're hearing there from Dr. Simbiso Ranga, who is a Zimbabwean doctor based here in North Carolina, just reminding people that it's very, very important for them to continue following the World Health guidelines when it comes to COVID-19, because even after you've been vaccinated, you can still contract COVID-19. So it's important to continue with adhering to those standards. I think we have our other guest, Stabile Dewa. I can see her here. I'm hoping that she can join us right now so we can go ahead and move over to discussing women in politics and some of the programs that are actually being run by the Gender Commission in conjunction with UN Women to promote women in politics, also in leadership. And she has her own organization and will be talking to us about what her organization is doing in regards to this. Welcome to the program, Star.
Hi, thank you very much, Sis Marvelous. How are you?
I'm good. If you can just tell us about your organization and also if you're part of this initiative being done by the Gender Commission and UN Women to train women for leadership positions and ahead of 2023.
My name is Tabile Dewa. I'm the Executive Director for Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, WALP. Our work revolves around capacitating women to take up leadership positions from the community to the national level. And we applaud the program that has been introduced by the Zimbabwe Gender Commission in collaboration with the UN Women to bring ideas together and help with organizations that are already doing the work of capacitating women for leadership in order to target more women across the country.
So at the moment, is it easy for women to meet in this COVID environment? How are you actually meeting in these trainings?
Unfortunately, at the moment, there are no physical meetings taking place because of the restrictions that have been put in place to contain the spread of COVID-19. So most of the programs are moving from physical to the virtual space. But unfortunately, women are lagging behind in terms of catching up on the use of the virtual space. So we are trying to engage women and also capacitating them on how they can also engage effectively and actively on the virtual space, because this is where most of the discussions are taking place. Right now we are preparing for 2023 elections. You never know what will be the situation regarding the status of COVID-19. So there is really need for women to catch up and also join. But unfortunately, because of the current harsh economic challenges facing Zimbabwe, you find it very few women have access to Android phones, smartphones that are palatable with the new systems of Zoom and Skype. And also with the challenges, the economic challenges, again, women are finding it difficult to get data to be online for 1 hour, 2 hours, coupled with other social responsibilities that they have at household level and also sometimes at the workplace. So we really need to move with the speed to make sure that we advocate, one, for the a reduction of data fees and also accessibility of women on the virtual space. Because if you check right now, the majority of people who are joining these debates, these meetings are men. And in a way, women are lagging behind in terms of access to information. So what does it mean for those who want to run for public office if the situation does not improve? It means some of the campaigns will have to be done virtually. So this is some of the responsibility that we have to take up as women's rights organizations, independent commissions like the Gender Commission, and also women on their own, to make sure that they also join and move with others, because this is where the world is going. But unfortunately, women are lagging behind.
I am going to come as the Nation Gender Commission, zvinhu kuti vawanikwe vachizopiwa mabasa kana kuti vachizowanawo kupinda mabasa epamusoro pachasvika 2023 pasarudzo.
Zvinhu zvatinotambira chirongwa chiri kuya neZimbabwe Gender Commission, sebato riri kushandawo zvakanaka nemacivil society women's rights organizations, agara ari kuitawo basa iroro rekukurudzira madzimai kuti apinde muleadership position. But hapana organization ine capacity, including even Gender Commission, kuti itraine madzimai ese ada kupinda muleadership. So kutobatsirana chinenge chiri chinhu chakanaka, and isusu tinotofarawo kuti vaka acknowledge kuti pane vanhu vanga vagara vachizviitawo vakati huyaiti batsirane tichishanda pamwe chete. So tinongoramba chingokurudzirwa Gender Commission kuti nyaya dze training chete hasiriwo manidzi ari kunidha madzimai kuti apinde muleadership positions. Pane nyaya dzakasiyana-siyana, dzimwe dzacho dzine chekuita nenyaya dzeviolence chaidzo against women panguva dzesarudzo, nyaya dzemhirizhonga. Pane makeses akawanda wakaendeswa nemawomen's rights organizations, even maindividual mawomen activists. Atiri kutotarisirawo kuti Gender Commission itariswawo futi makeses wayo, ikwanisewo kubatsira pakucreata environment inoita kuti vakadzi vakwanise kukwikwidza murunyararo uye vari free. And zvimwe zvinhu zvatiri kuitawo kutraya kuona kuti toita sekuti madzimai apindewo panyaya pamasaisai, because mameetings ese izvozvi, because kune lockdown, ari kuitirwa pamasaisai. But vakadzi vashoma vane mafoni anoita kuti vapindewo mazoom meetings, vamwe vacho havatozivi kuti zvinopindwa sei. So ibasa remaorganizations, including ivo madzimai acho, kuti vakwanise kuisawo in effort kupindawo mameetings aya. And izvozvi tachimbotraya kuti tikaitawo mameetings even kumarural areas, kumamisha, tichivapawo data, but it's not enough. Hazvina kukwana nekuti madzimai akawanda ari kusara kumashure. And ndopamunozoona nyaya dzakadai dzichizoafekta kupinda kwemadzimai in leadership. Zvino zvichitotangira pane zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kuitika, because mukatarisa pane madebates akawanda ari kuitika ane zvechokuita nematongerwo enyika, but voice remadzimai aripo, because havana nguva yacho even yekupinda mameetings 2-3 hours vari online. One, vada kuchengeta varwere COVID kumba, vada kuwanikwa kuti vana vadyere patebo. So maproblems anosangana nemadzimai kuti apinde maleadership positions akakura. Saka panenge pachitoda approach inobata zvinhu zvacho zvese, vanhu vachibatsirana pamwe chete kuti nhamba yemadzimai iri muleadership positions ikwirire.
Thank you so much, for your really good insight into what's going on regarding the program being held by the Gender Commission in conjunction with the United Nations staff.
Yes, I also have a question for Ms. Dewa, but before I go ahead, I would like to round up just a minute with Ms. Negevana, who said she won't be she just has a few minutes now and has to go, so that she can tell us where those who want to find them can. Yebo ke, sesibuye ke Maneke Vana, ungasitshela ukuthi those who want to assist your organization, where can they find you?
Inumber yami is a UK number, ngithi. Ikhodi yakho na ngu 44 74 5 50 28 7082. Zayiphinda futhi 44 74 5 0 28 7082. Ungandithola futhi ku Facebook uNomsaneke Vani, or ku account yeMopane Foundation ku charity page yeFacebook yeMopane Foundation internationally. Unga inbox or somebody will respond to you. Or eZimbabwe, if you use Zimbabwe, ungafonela uNkosinathi Sibanda. Let me try to find the number.
Yeah, usayidinga khonapho kahle kahle likucela yokuyini ebantwini, lidinga imali kumbe izigqoko kumbe ama-uniform kumbe.
Into esiyicela kakhulu okwakhathesi yikuthi ama-project ethu akwanise. Into esizama ukuyenza ikuthi senze izinto ukuthi abantwana labana bakwanise ukusiza bona ngama-projects abasesendlini yabo lapha. Khathesi sile nkukhu ngama-layers angu-layers angu-380.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment affectwe yi-winter, so azibekeli kuhle.
Okay.
Then sile mvundlanyana, I think isilapha kubo-10. So into esizama ukuyenza isilungu senkukhu zethu singa-accommodate about inkukhu ezingu-3,000. Uma singaba le nkukhu ezibekelayo, sicabanga ukuthi imali ezingayenza le mvundla yakhona le mpide engadini zingakwanisa ukuthi ukuthi singaphinde sicela imali ebantwini. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
Recently siye sacela sicela ibhoholo ngoba ibhoholo yethu ibingasela manzi.
Mm-hmm.
Sabuya khona lapha ku-Studio 7 uNkulunkulu wasisebenzela. Ubhuti Madlela uyi-ambassador of one of the world drilling companies. So i-company yabo yathi izosidrilela, kwafanele badrile last week. Unfortunately, while we sat drilla, ilokhuze umtshina wabo waphuka, so basazobuya. So and I think sebalungisile batsho njalo. I think the communication today which bazobuya, but asingakabileli date ukuthi bazobuya nini.
Yeah,
so masisilungisi.
Inombolo zikaNkosi Lathi zona usuzitholile. Hayi, kodwa sibonge kakhulu ukuba lawe kuhlelo sebezwile kabalaleli. Sesizaqhubeka ke noNkosazana Sithabile Dewa. Ungasinika ke inamba likaNkosi Lathi ungahambi. Hayi, ungasayiboni akusenani sizayibona.
No, ngiyayibona.
Oh, khona.
Ngu-263-77-240-8382. I'll repeat number. 263-77-240-8382.
Siyabonga. Yes, thanks there to our guest, Nomsa Neke Vane, who joined us here to tell us about eMopane Foundation. Sibongile kakhulu ukuxoxa lawe. And coming to Ms. Dewa, we see that the Zimbabwe Gender Commission is saying this program, which it has launched, will address the country's political domain, which it says has some gender intolerance. And you see that women are faced with violence, name calling, body shaming, sexual exploitation and harassment, stereotyping, and some systematic exclusion. I'm just looking at their state.
Star, unfortunately, you know, we don't have any extra time, but I would like to thank all our guests who were with us this evening. We had Mamo Muroshi, a Zimbabwean who is based here in the United States but is visiting her family in Zimbabwe, and also Star Dewa, who we just heard from, and Star.
Yeah, besilo nomsa nege vanege omopane foundations la isimbonga ukusixhasa olivalelisayo yimi kusithandekile mhla
ininzini marvelous nhlanganya huye ngisithi ngatihlanganeyishwa khare mangwana apha let's talk ngathi gurupureyi mube nezivarakanaka.